Now a story about the real estate downturn in the Sacramento area and an uptick in mosquitoes. In the last year, sales volume has dropped by almost a third for single-family houses. That means there are more vacant houses than usual. More vacant houses means more untended swimming pools, and more untended swimming pools means more places for mosquitoes to breed. They lay their larvae in standing water. So the Sacramento YOLO Mosquito and Vector Control District sent out an email to real estate agents. It says something like this: report vacant houses with untended swimming pools so we can send out a technician like Robert Fowler. He'll come with larvicide, mosquito-eating fish, and a willingness to jump the fence if the place is locked up.
Okay, well, first we'll knock on the door, make sure that the home is actually vacant. It says on the door they're bank-owned property, so it's... kind of look inside and make sure there's no furniture or anything like that. You can see the pool from over the fence, so that's good. This one's locked as well. What I normally have to do then is just jump the fence, so but you're not going to be able to get back there. This is a typical pool that we find. Floating debris. Sometimes you find furniture in there and things get in there. And the color is typical. It's just a dark shade of green and something that you wouldn't even consider swimming in until you completely, you know, change the water completely. As far as numbers in this pool, I would figure, guess to say that there'd be at least 20,000-30,000 just in the spa and the pool alone, just in this one pool. You can imagine that one mosquito that gets in your bedroom at night bothering you. And if you let these go to adult stage where they're flying out in the neighborhoods, the neighbors here would have a tremendous problems on their hand. What I'm going to do is I'm going to apply a thin oil to the pool, and that's going to actually suffocate the larvae. This is a surface film that we apply, and it basically... doesn't let them breathe through the top of the water. If you figure you're trying to snorkel in the water while you're in the ocean or something, and somebody puts a hand over your snorkel, you run out of air, and that's what happens to them. And you can already see them struggling for air. All those surface ripples there are them having trouble breathing. And then I'm going to apply some mosquito fish to both of them. So generally, we put about a tenth of a pound of fish in for a pool in a spa, and they're very effective. They'll start feeding almost immediately. And there they go. That's it for this pool, and off to the next one.
That's Robert Fowler of the Sacramento YOLO Mosquito and Vector Control District taking care of an untended swimming pool near Sacramento, California. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.